So far, 21 residents of a housing complex outside the lead-contaminated cleanup site have been tested for lead. Some have elevated blood lead levels. City officials couldn't say how many. All live in the John B. Nicosia Senior Building. The levels are not as high as those of people living on the cleanup site. While results are elevated, none were over the level that the federal government formally considers unsafe, although health officials say lead at any level is concerning. It's not clear how many more people tested positive in the city of East Chicago, Indiana. City Attorney Carla Morgan says the Federal Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry is still finalizing many of those results.
So we're actually waiting for them to tell us, you know, where do the people with excessive blood lead levels, where are they residing?
News of lead contamination at the Nicosia building comes almost 6 months after Mayor Anthony Copeland ordered the West Calumet housing complex torn down because of severe lead contamination there. That building sits on the USS Lead Superfund site. In an emailed statement, the East Chicago Housing Authority said it currently has no plans to offer on-site blood or soil lead testing at other public housing complexes in the city. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.